We are marching today to remind people everywhere, our lawmakers especially, of the significance of science for our health and prosperity. The process of science has enabled humankind to discover the laws of nature. This understanding has in turn enabled us to feed and care for the world's billions, build great cities, establish effective governments, create global transportation systems, explore outer space, and know the cosmos. The framers of the Constitution of the United States, which has become a model for constitutional governments everywhere, included Article 1, Section 8, which refers to promoting the progress of science and useful arts. Its intent is to motivate innovators and drive the economy by means of just laws. They knew that without the progress of science and useful arts, of engineering, our economy would falter. Without scientifically literate citizens, the United States, any country in fact, cannot compete on the world stage. Yet today we have a great many lawmakers, not just here, but around the world, deliberately ignoring and actively suppressing science. Some may consider science the purview of a special or separate type of citizen, one who pursues natural facts and generates numerical models for their own sakes. But our numbers here today show the world